So welcome everybody to day number two, session two of getting to know your BrailleSense 6 from Sight and Sound Technology. My name is Stuart Lawler, and today joined by my colleague Sharon Lyons from Sight and Sound Technology here in Dublin. Sharon will be with us today and tomorrow to help out, I suppose, and to keep an eye on your raised hands and chat. And speaking of raised hands and chat, you can raise your hand on Zoom by pressing Alt and Y, or if you're with us on a mobile platform, you can activate the raise hand button, and you can similarly type in the chat with Alt and H, or you can activate the chat button. Yesterday, we looked at email. I know there were some follow-up questions afterwards from one or two people, and I will deal with those queries by email for individuals today. And today, we're looking at Google Drive on the BrailleSense 6, but as I said just at the start there, when people were coming in, a lot of what we're doing today will also be relevant for the Polaris, for anyone who is interested in that as well. So Sharon's going to keep an eye on the raised hands and on the chat, and we will stop frequently so that people can get their questions answered. I'm going to share my screen so that you can hear, and perhaps for anyone who is seeing, you can also see the BrailleSense 6 screen. So let me just do that. Give me one moment, please. Sharon, if you want to tell any jokes or sing a song or anything while we're doing that, work away.
Oh, you don't want me to sing a song, really?
Okay. I don't know, Sharon. I think your jokes are fine.
It's funny when someone says tell a joke, you think, oh, I had a really good joke recently. Cannot remember for the life of me.
You always forget the punchline, don't you? That's yeah. always the problem.
Yes, that's exactly what I've forgotten. Anyway, maybe later.
Okay, we'll go back for a joke. Okay, so we've now started our screen sharing on BrailleSense 6, and hopefully everybody can hear it.
File Manager, F.
And hopefully you can see the screen as well for anyone who needs to. I want to talk for a second about the Android system settings. Whilst we're not really veering into Android today, we will be glimpsing at it, and tomorrow we'll be doing a lot more in Android. But one of the key things you'll do when you get your BrailleSense 6 first, and some of you may have done this already, is set up an account, or maybe more than one account, depending on what you're doing. And one of them that you'll need to set up is some kind of a Gmail login so that you can use the Play Store, and that you can do things like use access to Google Drive, which we're going to do in a while. So I just want to show you where you would go to do that, and show you the way mine is set up at the moment. We're at the File Manager, main menu of the BrailleSense 6. So I'm going to press the S key to go to Settings.
Set time and date,
and I'm
T.
at the first option in Settings. I'm going to go right to the end of the Settings menu by pressing a .456 chord, space with .456.
Android system settings.
And we're going to go into the Android system settings. So this is now, we're going out of the BrailleSense 6 user interface into the Android area. And we will talk a lot more about Android tomorrow and how you navigate in Android, because it's slightly different. So we're going to press enter here.
Button navigate up, press enter to activate.
And I'm now in the Android system settings. I'm actually in my cast settings, because I was casting my screen, so I'm just going to navigate up out of that first
button
second.
Cast null, connected devices and connection preferences cast, press enter to activate.
I'm going to just go back,
button clear query, press enter to activate, edit box search.
So I'm in the search box in the edit field of the settings area. I'm going to press the enter key to
button more option, edit box
allow
search,
allow me to type. And actually I think my computer, or my BrailleSense 6 is in computer Braille, so I just want to switch back into contracted.
Uncontracted Braille. Contracted Braille.
And I'm just going to type the word accounts. You could also get to this, by the way, by accessing the settings menu and pressing the letter A, BrailleSense say accounts. So there's a few ways to do everything.
Button clear query, press enter to button more options, press enter, no results. Button clear query, press enter to edit box ACCTS search.
If I had typed properly,
button clear query, press enter to activate edit box search.
So let me just see if I Type that again.
Button more options. Edit box. Synchronizing data with storage service. Button more options. Edit box search.
Okay, let me just search here.
Button accounts assistant access to other accounts. Google is button accounts null accounts. Press enter to activate. 2-2.
Press enter here.
Button navigate up. Press enter to activate.
Shows the list of services, I suppose, that I have set up on my BrailleSense 6 already. So the quickest way to get through this is to use the tab key, either by pressing the function key F3 or by pressing space with dot 4 and 5, whichever you prefer will achieve the same result.
Accounts. Button search settings. Press enter. Accounts in list 6 items. 1-6.
So here's the list of configured accounts on my BrailleSense.
Button Stewart, Stuart Lawler, IE Exchange, press enter to activate. 2-6.
Account.
Button Facebook, Facebook, press enter to activate. Button Stewart Lawler, Sight and Sound Technology, IE Google, press enter to activate.
Account, which is also a Google account, and that's important because that's the account I use to sign into the Play Store and download apps. So you do have to have a Google sign-in set up on this. If you don't, when you use the Play Store for the first time, you'll be asked to set it up, and that will automatically set it up then in the accounts screen as well. So it's just important to configure your Google login as an account before you start using any of the Google services and before you start using the Google Drive. So I'm going to go back to my main menu by pressing F1.
File Manager,
and
F.
Now we can start exploring Google Drive. So Google Drive, as people probably know, is cloud storage. And the really great thing about the BrailleSense 6 is that you can get access to Google Drive right from the File Manager. So you don't have to use any third-party applications. You can do this right from the File Manager. And it's a really quick way to back up your device or copy files or even work directly from your Google Drive if you don't want to store files on the BrailleSense, or maybe you're doing work between your PC and your BrailleSense and you just want to do everything from the Google Drive itself. So I'm going to go through what would happen if we were to run this for the very first time. I have cleared my Google Drive on my BrailleSense, but my Google account is still live, as you saw a moment ago. So we'll go into the File Manager by pressing Enter.
Flash disk 1-2 list item.
And the File
item.
Manager says flash disk 1/2 or 1/2. Flash disk, of course, is the BrailleSense internal storage. If there were other external storage connected here, for example, a memory stick or an external hard drive, I would see those here as well, but I don't have anything else connected. So if I arrow down with space and dot 4,
Google Drive 2-2 list
Google
item.
Drive, and I can press enter at this point. When I press enter, we're going to get a little Android web view screen, which you'll hear, and I'll talk you through that in a sec. So let's press enter.
List 7 WebView. Choose an account to continue to BrailleSense File Manager, Google Drive.
So now it's asking me to choose an account to continue to BrailleSense File Manager. So in other words, what account do I want to log in with? Well, I have my Gmail account already configured on my BrailleSense, as we saw a few minutes ago. So let's see if it lists it here. So I'll press again the tab key, which is either function key 3 or space with dot 4 and 5.
Choose an account to continue to so button BrailleSense File Manager, Google Drive, press enter to activate. Button Stuart Lawler Sight and Sound Technology, IE in list 2 items, press enter to
so
activate.
This is mine,
1-2.
My Google account, or I could.
Stuart Lawler, 1-2. Stuart Lawler Sight and Sound Technology button use another account
another
press
account,
enter to activate
to do that.
2-2.
If I chose that, I would be asked to set up an account or sign in to an existing account. So I'm just going to go back to Stuart Lawler at Sight and Sound.
Stuart button Stuart Lawler Stuart Lawler Sight and Sound Technology IE press enter to
I'm
activate.
Press enter
1-2.
Here.
Out of list. 780 BrailleSense File Manager. Google Drive wants to access your Google account.
Now there's a whole ream of things that it wants to get your permission about. So it says, you know, Google Drive wants to be able to read and write and edit files and do all that sort of stuff. You could scroll all the way through this screen with the F3 key or the tab space with .4 and 5 if you want to read all that stuff and see what it wants to do. Or you can or you can press the letter A to get to the allow button. And because we're now in an Android screen, we can use first letter navigation, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow. So I'm going to press the letter A, and my BrailleSense should say allow.
Button allow, press enter to activate.
Press enter because I want to allow this access.
At the end of the sky, Fluim Leoe folder 127.
Right. I'm now in my Google Drive, and the very first folder is something called At the End of the Sky, which is an audio CD that I was copying for someone, and I shared it with them then as a folder through Google Drive. So now I'm back in my file manager. That Android WebView screen has closed. We've granted access to Google, but crucially, you see, I didn't have to enter my password, and I'm very glad I didn't, because I use a password manager and I don't know my Google password. I would have had to look it up, and it's very long, and I was hoping we wouldn't have to go through that on this session. So because Google was already set up on my BrailleSense 6, it knew it was already authorized. It just had to ask me, are you okay for this to happen? I said yes, and it automatically signed in. So here we are. We can, for example, I think I have a folder here called music. So if I press the letter M.
Music folder 827 list item.
If I scroll down.
Polaris folder 927 list item. Press releases folder 1027
okay,
list
now
item.
Let me come out of Google Drive for a sec. So let me close it with space and Z.
File manager.
And let me open it now and show you what happens this time. We've done our sign in. We've said yes to allowing access. So let me press enter.
Flash disk 12 list
let me
item.
Go down to Google Drive.
Google Drive 22 list item. At the end of the sky.
And it signed right back in and brought me to the first folder at the end of the sky. Of course, it's probably a very, very straightforward thing to say, or might seem a bit, I don't know, but basically you do have to be connected to the internet for this to work. So that's the only other thing, because we're now connecting directly to the Google service. So everything we're looking at here at the moment is not on my BrailleSense 6, it's in the cloud. That's probably a good place just to pause in case there are any questions about accounts or setup or getting this thing to work in the first place. So I'm happy, Sharon, if there's any raised hands or anybody who has a question, we could just take a sec if anyone is wanting to ask.
There's no questions at the moment.
Okay.
All perfectly explained, Stuart.
Or very unclear. And you can, of course, you can access, you can do this in chat as well if you want by pressing Alt and H or Alt and Y to raise your hand. Okay, so let's have a look at some of the things we can do in Google Drive and some of the ways maybe that I find this is useful. I suppose best practice would tell us all these days that we should be backing up. There is a way when you set up your BrailleSense 6 that you can back up settings. So there's a couple of things, I suppose. You can configure in Google settings to set up, to automatically do a backup of your things like your apps and your settings. So if you get a device, a new device, and you want to do a reinstall, you can do that. But for day-to-day backing up of files, for example, in the documents folder or anything else that you might have, Google Drive can be really useful. And if you get into the habit of doing this weekly or however often you want to do it, you'll always have a recent copy of all your documents somewhere. So I'm in my Google Drive. I'm at the first folder here, which is, we said, is called At the End of the Sky. I'm going to create a folder that I'm going to share then with Sharon with the SAST Ireland Gmail that we were using yesterday. I'm now using my own Gmail account for today's session. So I'm going to press the shortcut key to create a folder, which is Enter and the letter F.
New folder dialog. New folder name. New folder edit
and
box.
I'm just going to clear that. We're going to call this
F space DEN.
Sharon.
Sharon. Space.
Press Enter.
Creating. New folder created.
So now there's a new
Sharon folder 1128 list item.
So there's now a new folder in my Google Drive called Sharon. So let's just do some basic copying here. Let's press the backspace key once.
Google Drive 22 list item.
And let's go back up to the flash disk.
Flash disk 12 list item.
And let's press Enter.
Attachments folder 156 list
now,
item.
I have a load of things, as you probably have heard, on my flash disk, and I will tell you in a few minutes about some other synchronizing options that are available that are not as straightforward as Google Drive, by the way, but that if you are using an alternative service like we are here in Sight and Sound, they may be of use to you. I'm just going to go to my Documents folder.
Making the most of your Microsoft Teams chat files folder 14, music folder 15, 15, my documents folder 16, 56 list item, Adam Lawler photos folder 1, child vision folder 4, 62 list item.
Just select something here. So there's a folder called child vision. Let's copy this folder by pressing Enter and C.
Copying. Child vision folder 462 list item.
I could, of course, copy everything in this folder, or I could select the entire folder structure and copy that structure, but that might take a little bit of time to upload. So let me press the backspace key.
My documents folder 1656
so
list.
I'm now in my flash disk, in the root of my flash disk. I'll press the backspace key again.
Flash disk 12 list
item. I'll go down to my Google Drive.
Google Drive 22 list item. At the end of the sky.
And now I'm going to press the letter S to get to Sharon's folder.
Sharon folder 1128 list item.
I'll press Enter.
No items list item.
And I'll press Enter and V.
Uploading. 0. 100 child vision lease termination. 100 child vision test. Done. 3 files uploaded. So child vision folder 11 list item.
It told me, it gave me a little bit of progress. Then it told me there were 3 files uploaded. There were small files, so it didn't take long. If you were uploading maybe some music tracks, audio tracks, it might take a little bit longer. Now, the other thing I can do, of course, from something like, say, the word processor application or the notepad, is I can create a new file and I can save it directly to Google Drive. And then I could go and share that with Sharon and she could be editing it and saving changes, and then I could see them again. There are a few caveats here that I have to point out. This is not real-time sharing. So the BrailleSense 6 downloads a temporary copy of the file. So Sharon and I couldn't actively work on a document together at the very same time. I also cannot at the moment view files that are shared with me in Google Drive. So if Sharon shares something with me, it would usually go into a different part of Google Drive. I think it's called Shared with Me. It's not possible to see that at the moment. That will come in an update, because I think that would be really useful. The people who are really excited about this and who are using this a lot for collaborative work are schools. So you could have a document, save it in a folder, and then share it. And then the other person will get an email to say that a file has been shared with them. They can edit it and you can see their changes, but you both can't be working on the document at the same time. So, you know, I would suggest in that instance, you probably maybe say to someone, listen, just send me an email when you've finished doing your bit and I'll go back and open it and have a look. So with that in mind, let's just close the file manager for a second, go into the word processor.
File manager,
create something
F.
Really quickly.
Word processor, W, top of document.
Pressing Enter on the, just open the word processor here. And I'll just say,
this is a document 4 at dot 6. Sharon Leon 2 edit with me period.
Okay.
Space.
So we've just written a sentence here. I'm going to save this document.
File save dialog. File name, no name dot docs edit combo box.
Before I type the file name, of course, I want to browse to the folder where I want to save it. So I'm going to do that now by pressing space with B.
No items, list item. Documents folder 5, flash disk 1, 2, Google Drive 2, 2, list item. At the end of the sky, Sharon folder 11, 15, list item. Child vision folder 1, 1, list item. File name, no name dot docs edit combo box. Sharon 4. Edit space.
Press enter.
Uploading. 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 0, 100 Sharon for editing. Done. 1 files uploaded.
So it did a few upload things success. There. It saved the document temporarily and then it uploaded it to Google Drive. So that's now on Google Drive. So let's close the word processor.
Word processor, W.
And your next question would be, no doubt, well, how are we going to share that with Sharon? To do this, we have to use the built-in Google Drive app, or Drive app, as it's called. And this is relatively accessible. There's a bit of tabbing sometimes to go through. So we'll talk a little bit about using the Android version of this app. So you can't do this on the in the file manager. You have to go into Google to do this. So I'm going to go to my All Apps area on my BrailleSense 6.
Amazon Kindle.
And I'm going to press the letter D for Drive.
Double Twist Pro.
Okay, I have a few funny things here. So
Duo. ED Eloquence TT Drive.
Drive. And we'll press Enter on Drive.
List now, Drive I.
Because my Google account is already set up on my BrailleSense 6, Drive automatically connects to that Google account. It's the only Google account on the device. So Drive is in my Google account already. I want to get to where it says files.
Files in list 4 items. So 3.
I'm pressing enter on files, or rather press the letter F for files, and I'm pressing enter.
Grid out of list.
And now I'm going to tab along here.
Button signed in as Stuart, my drive. Button compute, button sort by, button view as list, button at the end of the sky. Fluim layoe folder, shared row 2 column 1, press now, enter to activate.
We're now on the first folder, which is at the end of the sky. So let's see, can we press S here for Sharon?
Button Sharon folder row 3 column 5, press enter to activate.
So now I'm going to press the tab key once.
Button more actions for Sharon, press enter to activate.
More actions, I'm going to press enter here.
Button share in list 10 items, press enter to activate.
So just let you see what this list is. The first option is share. This, and I'm pressing the tab key here all the time.
Button manage people and links, press enter to activate. Button add to start, press enter to activate. Button copy link, press enter to activate. Button rename, press enter to activate.
So you can do things here, some of which you'll be able to do on the file manager itself. For example, to rename or to delete. But you can, obviously the key thing we want here is share. So let me go back.
Button manage people and links. Button share, press enter to activate.
Let me press enter on share.
Image add collaborators.
So I want to add collaborators. The first time you do this, you'll be asked if Google Drive can have access to the contacts stored on your BrailleSense 6 device. It's your choice if you want to give it access. Just sometimes it can be easier, but you'll get an alert to do that.
Edit box, add people or groups.
So add people or groups. I'm going to press enter here because I'm in an edit box and I have a little cursor. And I've said this yesterday, I'm a bit funny about these things. I always pop myself into computer braille because I'm more comfortable typing these things in computer braille. So I'm just going to do that.
Computer braille.
Again, with a G chord for anyone who might be unsure about that. And we said this, the email address we used yesterday, which Sharon also has access to, is SAST Ireland. So let's do that. SAST Ireland at
uppercase
gmail.com. Let's check that by reading the current line.
SASTIrelandgmail.com.
And
button editor, press enter to activate.
This option allows me to specify what permission Sharon will have. I may
synchronizing data with storage service.
I may only want her to be able to view something, but in this case, I want her to be the editor so she can make changes as well as me. So I'll tab again.
Edit box, add a message.
And I can add a message. So let's just say
contracted edit box, add a message. Edit box, edit box, sastirelandgmail.com, add a message.
And let me
button just confirm sharing and set. Edit box, sastirelandgmail.com. Button confirm sharing and send to edit box sast@sastireland.gmail.com.
Everything is out of message, but we'll just confirm it anyway. Sharon will get a notification.
Button confirm sharing and send to collaborators. Press enter to activate. Image add collaborators.
So that little edit box where you could add a message is you would press enter to activate the sort of forms mode version of editing that you get on BrailleSense 6 or Polaris, but that doesn't seem to be working.
Edit box search and drive.
But that has now shared the Sharon folder with Sharon. And she also has access to the subfolder in there, which is something called Child Vision, and a separate document, which she had called Sharon Test for Editing, I think we called it. So she would be able to edit that, save it in the normal way, and I would be able to see her changes. So it's a nice way for people to be able to collaborate. It's probably more importantly, a really handy way to be able to back up lots of stuff. So we would have had lots of people who would have been switching from the Polaris, for example, to BrailleSense 6. And we were just advising everyone, back up your entire device to the Google Drive. And again, you can do that. You can actually copy the entire flash disk, for example, to Google Drive. I just want to mention some alternatives because not everybody is on Google. In particular, we're not on Google in Sight and Sound. We use Office 365 and we use OneDrive. And I trawled around for a while looking for something that would do something similar. So there is a OneDrive app for Android, which is fine, but it's not as elegant or as clean as what you've just seen. I came across, and it wasn't me who found this, by the way, somebody, I can't remember who told me about it, came across an app called OneSync, and that's all one word, O-N-E-S-Y-N-C. It's not free. The free version, I think, allows you to sync one folder. The pro version allows you to sync your entire OneDrive, and I think there's then something they call a super pro or the ultimate version, I think they call it, allows you to sync SharePoint sites and multiple storage locations, which I didn't need. I bought the pro version for, I believe, about €4.99, which is, we can probably work out the sterling rate, or Sharon might have a good idea. But what it does is it's monitoring your flash disk all the time, and it's updating constantly. So pretty much everything on my OneDrive now is automatically syncing to my BrailleSense 6, and I don't have to do anything. And it's pretty much instant. If I delete something on the BrailleSense 6, it gets taken off my OneDrive, but you don't have to. You can just configure certain folders that you want to sync if you want. So I'd highly recommend OneSync as a suggestion. That is pretty much Google Drive. It's probably just worth saying that, again, for anyone who's interested, if you're kind of studying, or if you're working with anyone who's using Google Classroom, a lot of the time people use Google Drive in conjunction with Google Classroom, because what Google Classroom does is when you're set up as a student, it creates a series of folders in this kind of folder structure for you, and it allows you to put files into that your teacher and that indeed other collaborators who are added to those folders through the Google Classroom app can see. So Sharon, any crack, yes, in the chat or in the raised hands or anything else?
Actually, I got that file shared and I edited, brilliant, it. I don't know if you wanted me to
have a look then.
We have a couple of, Jeff has had his hand up for a long time.
His hand must be very sore.
I say it is. If you wanted to,
Do you want to pause for Jeff?
He put his hand down. Maybe you answered his question.
If we didn't, Jeff, put your hand up again. Yeah. Okay.
I think he put his hand down for a rest and put it back up again. Okay. Shall I? I'll give you the mic there. Oh, what happened there? If you want to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me okay?
There we go.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi. Stuart, I accept that this may not be appropriate for you to deal with now, and you can send me off and get it dealt with some other time. So I'm not a Polaris user.
Okay.
And to be honest, I was getting a little bit lost between setting up Google Drive from scratch and the fact that you'd already got stuff in yours, understandably. So, I mean, yesterday we talked about the sensibleness, you know, being sensible to have two-factor authentication. So I think I'll go back onto my PC, create two-factor authentication. I've got Google Drive on my PC.
Yeah.
So I didn't know whether now or some other time I could work with you or someone in SNS to actually create my Google Drive on the Braille Sense, because I'm literally at square one, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's no problem, Jeff.
And then my other sort of related question was just, is it possible, once you've got Google Drive to set up, to decide perhaps what you want to get backed up automatically, let's say, I don't know, the files in documents or whatever it happens to be. Have you actually got to go through a conscious backup process, or can you just tell it to sync and it will just do it?
Yeah, it's not that clever.
Okay. Okay.
So it doesn't actually, and this is sort of, yeah, and I suppose this is where the OneSync program I was talking about is in some ways maybe is more slick.
Yeah.
So Google Drive is being accessed by the Polaris File Manager. So it's not very smart, and you're viewing everything on your Google Drive. Saying that, it's not taking up any space on your Braille Sense because it's not downloading anything unless you request it to.
Yeah.
So you do have to manually, I suppose, go in and, you know, every week copy your documents folder or copy whatever the important ones are.
Okay. Okay.
We can set up your Google account in the Android system settings. That's the route I would choose.
Yeah,
I would suggest to do that. I'm happy to work with you through that if we want to follow up afterwards.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be good.
And once that's set up, Jeff, it's literally a matter of doing that one time login to allow Google Drive access.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it.
That would be good. Not now, not straight after this, but we'll fix a time and do it together.
Just, if you want to drop me an email and just let me know a time that suits you, and we'll work from there.
Thanks indeed. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming along, Jeff. Thanks for the question.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay, Kevin has his hand up as well there, so I can give Kevin the mic. And you can unmute yourself there, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Hi,
Kevin.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is sort of relevant and irrelevant at the same time. Just on many of the options where it says press enter to activate, I find, I don't know whether anybody else does, that sometimes it just doesn't register the enter button. So is it better to hit space bar and E?
So if it, there's a few things. Sometimes it says press enter to activate, and it's not always a button. So sometimes the screen reader can't tell what is a button and what isn't. But there are other times when it may require what we'd call a double tap or a double tap and hold. So one of them that I found, and a good example of this, was Apple Music, I think, or Spotify, one of them anyway, for when you would log in, it wouldn't accept until you pressed a double tap, which was space with enter. Space with enter will do it.
Great, thank you very much. It was just, I was following along there, and I was actually having the problem on something it was asking me, so I thought I'd check it now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you very much. That was really clear. I should be on Google Drive forever.
Great. Sharon will be delighted. Sharon's a big fan of Google Drive.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Lower thank you. Hand. Yeah.
Right. So lower your hand.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And that's great. Great questions. And then just on chat, Stuart.
Yep.
David Taylor was saying edit mode frequently doesn't work, sadly.
Yeah, absolutely. Fully agree.
You seem to be in the right place, but it seemed to have put in the email address or something. I don't know. It was a bit strange.
Yeah, I'm going to report that to them, actually, because they may not. Because there was a actually, David, and I agree with you, that the OneSync app is another case where when I started using it a couple of weeks, when you were signing in with your email address, with your Office 365 address, it literally would not do the edit mode either. And I reported that, and they did fix that. So I'm going to report the Google thing to them too.
And David wants the Dropbox app back.
Oh, like they had on the old U2. Yeah. I think they went with Google because it was easiest to implement because they were on a Google system. But I must ask, we asked them for OneDrive integration into the file manager as well. I was selfishly thinking of myself, I suppose. But they said I must mention Dropbox as well. to see what they can do. But that's definitely a good point.
And David says it's Microsoft that's the problem.
Oh God! Well, I suppose we could. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. The accessibility team in Microsoft are very responsive. I think the challenge is always you've got Microsoft, you've got Android, then you know you've got HIMSS trying to make it work on their end as well. But they do respond well, and usually when we send logs over for things, they will get back.
Grand.
Anything else in the chat, Sharon, or anything?
No,
in the,
that's okay. It for now. So,
let's just briefly then show, before we finish up, let's just show Sharon made an edit to this document. So let's see to make sure we can collaborate. Again, just to mention that we wouldn't be able to collaborate in real time. So Sharon would have probably done exactly what she did there and say to me, oh, Stuart, I've added my piece to the document. So I'll close Google Drive. I'm going to do this from the Polaris File Manager.
Drive. Duo.
So let me go
Drive.
Back to my main menu.
File Manager, F, Flash Disk 1-2 list item.
Into Google Drive.
Google Drive 2-2 list item at the end of the sky.
And I think we said we were in a folder called Sharon.
Sharon folder 1120. Child Vision folder 1-2 list item.
And let me go down to the document we created.
Sharon for editing.docs 2-2 list item.
Sharon's made her changes. Let's open them in the word processor.
One object's copied. Sharon for edit loading. Sharon for editing dot docs open.
Now, of course, I could have just gone into the word processor and opened this there.
Irem edit with me. I remembered my joke. Why did a Braille Sense 6 go to the dentist? Because it has Bluetooth.
Okay, very good, Sharon.
Terrible joke.
Well, it's a great way to... It's a great way to end the session. Groan, says David.
Perfectly. Yeah, good one, David. Absolutely.
Sharon for editing.docs 2-2 list item.
Joke tomorrow, Sharon, about the Play Store. You've got 24 hours to get a joke.
Not long enough.
Okay, so maybe just last chance for anyone who wants to come with any questions. Tomorrow, for anyone who can join us, we're talking about the Google Play Store and just installing apps, and we'll talk a little bit. Well, I'll talk about apps that I have been using, but love to hear what other apps people have been using and how you found it. Of course, the usual caveats, I suppose, apply in that, when you start going into Android, the accessibility will change depending on the app, but be very keen to hear about that tomorrow. So we look forward to that tomorrow. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch with us, of course, we mentioned this yesterday, our tech support on 01604-798-070. And we will put these sessions on our YouTube channel and podcast page at the end of the week. And I see David was just saying his comments are more about navigation than the Play Store. So, David, if you want to email me, I'm happy to feed those back. First letter navigation works pretty well. And that's not just in the Play Store, just in Android in general. But do send an email if you want, and I'll get those flagged up as well. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sharon, for helping us host. And we look forward to seeing everybody, or those of you who can make it, tomorrow. We greatly appreciate people for coming along today, taking time out. Hope these sessions are useful. And we look forward
to the joke.
And the joke. A joke. And we look forward to hearing Sharon's joke tomorrow as well.
Pressure.
You've got a day, Sharon, to work it out. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.